Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Danny Heap. Batting second, the third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting third, the first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth, the left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting sixth, the catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jose Oquendo. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ed Lynch. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ed Lynch. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting second, the first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting third, the right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Chili Davis. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Tom O'Malley. Batting eighth, the catcher, John Rabb. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Fred Breining. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Fred Breining. And now, play ball. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap strikes out. Rabb drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Heap out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks strikes out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez takes first base on ball four. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is called out on strikes. One out. Darryl Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Giles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. the Mets will come to bat. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 1 in the game. Heap hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Rabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabb hits a fly ball into center field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Breining is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breining is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Strawberry hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. LeMaster hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 1 in the game. Leonard hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leonard. Hodges reaches second base with a double. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodges moves to third. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0 for 1 in the game. Oquendo bunts towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oquendo for the out. Hodges scores. Giles moves to second. One out. It's 1 to nothing, Mets. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Giles scores. It's 2 to nothing, Mets. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 2 in the game. Heap strikes out. two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynch moves to second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynch moves to third. Brooks moves to second. Mark Calvert now pitching. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-0, Mets. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Strawberry takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hodges hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Clark fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Clark. Strawberry goes all the way around to score. Hodges moves to third. It's 7-0, Mets. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Giles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngblood hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Lynch covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Oquendo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lynch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 3 in the game. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heap for the out. Lynch moves to second. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. John Rabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabb is 0 for 1 in the game. Rabb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rabb for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper pinch hits for Mark Calvert. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Strawberry. Kuiper reaches second base with a double. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemaster bunts towards the mound. Lynch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kuiper moves to third. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rennie Martin now pitching. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leonard. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Strawberry hits a fly ball towards right. Clark catches it. Hernandez tags up. Here's the throw to Lemaster, who relays to O'Malley, who tags Hernandez for the double play. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lemaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 2 in the game. Leonard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clark moves to second. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 2 in the game. Youngblood hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Strawberry. Youngblood reaches second base with a double. Clark scores. There goes Leonard trying to get to third. Strawberry throws the ball into Giles, who relays the ball to Brooks, who tags Leonard for the out. Two outs. It's 7-1, Mets. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Malley hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Giles strikes out. One out. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Oquendo hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lynch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. John Rabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabb is 0 for 2 in the game. Rabb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Rennie Martin. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Mets. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LeMaster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Andy McGaffigan now pitching. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-4 in the game. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a line drive towards short. LeMaster reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Foster hits a line drive towards first. Evans reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Clark hits a pop-up towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Giles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.